Hi, Up Gunners Podcast. My name is Kora Nazengan, and this is just my thoughts about the game. That's Arsenal and Porto. I think overall, we must say that we played a good game. Unfortunately, we couldn't get away with any result, which was very unfortunate, you know. But then, you know, that sort of reminds you of saying, hey, this is Champions League. They can score you from any time.
Welcome to Up Gunners, the ultimate podcast for Arsenal football fans worldwide. You're ready to dive into the latest updates, insightful analysis, breaking news, and all things Arsenal from the perspective of a passionate Nigerian supporter. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows, and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. So grab your jersey, settle in, and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners! Arsenal on the European stage, facing off against FC Porto in a thrilling Champions League encounter. Stakes high, tension palpable. But alas, the outcome didn't quite meet the expectations. Manager Mikel Arteta didn't hold back his disappointment, laying bare his frustrations with the team's lackluster performance. He bemoaned the absence of purpose and aggression, pointing fingers at missed opportunities and the failure to breach Porto's defensive lines, despite holding sway over possession. Arteta wasn't shy about defending his squad against accusations of naivety and addressing concerns about the excessive fouls, and with Declan Rice potentially sidelined for the return leg, the burning question now is, can Arsenal regroup, summon their fighting spirit, and keep their European dreams alive? The fallout from the clash ignited a fiery exchange between Arteta and Porto's manager, albeit via the press, with accusations flying about Porto's intentions on the pitch. The tension escalated as Arsenal, shockingly, failed to even muster a single shot on target, a rarity in their storied history. Will the return leg bring redemption or more heartache? Now let's talk about player ratings. Bukayo Saka stole the show with his relentless pressure on Porto's defence, earning him a solid 7 out of 10. Leandro Trossard held his ground with a decent 6 out of 10 despite the lack of goal-scoring opportunities. However, Gabriel Martinelli, often a shining star, faltered with a disappointing 5 out of 10 performance. But amidst the gloom, Declan Rice emerged as a beacon of hope, earning the coveted title of player of the match for his midfield dominance. And oh, the legends chimed in too. Thierry Henry didn't hold back, pinpointing costly mistakes and questioning tactical decisions, while Theo Walcott took aim at Arteta's substitution strategy, hinting at deeper issues within the team. And amidst the turmoil, Justus Kirimi IV, a devoted Kenyan gunner, reminds us of Arsenal's resilience. He sees the defeat as a lesson, a chance for growth and redemption. With unwavering faith in the team's potential, he urges us to embrace the spirit of determination and excellence. After all, in football, anything is possible. Now let's rewind the clock to 2006. The UEFA Champions League final between Arsenal and Barcelona remains etched in football lore, not just for the intense battle on the field, but also for the controversies that ensued. From red cards to conspiracy theories, the match had it all, leaving fans divided and discussions rampant even years later. Now, where were you during this historic clash? And what conspiracies have you stumbled upon? Share your thoughts with us at UpGunnersNG, Facebook, X, Thread, Instagram, and join the conversation and let's unravel the mysteries together. In the heart of Turkana County in Kenya, a mother recently gave birth to not one, not two, but three bouncing bundles of joy. And she named them after none other than the football stars of Arsenal. You heard me right. Ipakan Ekale, the courageous mama, welcomed her triplets into the world with a twist of football flair. naming them after Arsenal's Brazilian players Gabriel Martinelli, Gabriel Jesus, and Gabriel Megales. Now imagine her surprise when she realized she wasn't just expecting one baby, but three. Talk about a hat trick of blessings. As Epakan was pondering how she'd manage with her newfound trio, a group of passionate Arsenal fans swooped in to save the day. They showered her with support, bringing essential supplies for the babies and promising ongoing assistance. This heartwarming story isn't just about football. It's about the power of community, the kindness of strangers, and the magic of new life. So let's raise a cheer for Epakan and her little Gunners in the making, proving once again that the beautiful game isn't just about what happens on the pitch. It's also about the love and compassion that unites us all. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!